care of that, right? That's usually the fear. Does anybody ever have that fear? Yeah? Okay. So, and that's a true fear, right? Because we don't want to just hire somebody and have to let them go. And sometimes, let's just be honest, that might have to happen. And you have to be okay with that. What we want to do is not ever have to do that. But always be filling up the marketing so that we have a constant flow of sales. Does that make sense? So, yes, it's kind of a difficult concept, but if we're looking for somebody now, it's almost too late to get them in, right? Now we're missing out on some potential. So what we're doing is instead is creating a Rolodex, if you want to think of it that way, of potential hires. Oh, I got this one, I got this one, I got this one, this. Oof, I'm going to pull this one and bring them in because I know what's coming down that we're going to need 2-3 people in this area, right? Does that make sense? Does that kind of help
you?
The
problem I'm running into is when I do that and they come in and interview, they're like, no, I don't want to do part-time now and full-time next week.
Sure.
But I hire for full-time.
Sure.
So it's like, great person, but you still have to say no. And it's just very frustrating.
That's okay. They weren't a good fit. I'd rather go through a million people that say no to me than look for the one person that I don't have. You know what I mean? So I'd rather just constantly be having those people coming in. Yeah, go ahead.
I've also seen it to where it affects our marketing things. We don't have enough people, and so the marketing, their mindset is, well, it's no use to go out and market. So I'd like to have a bunch of activity over here on the employee side to allow our marketing people to have the confidence to go out there and open it up.
You got it.
And that's one of the reasons that I keep saying we always can never stop marketing, never stop hiring, is because I don't want the marketing division of our company to not feel like they're going to be supported if they bring in business.
You got it. They don't want to look bad when it comes down to visiting a referral or somebody that they're building a relationship with. Then all of a sudden, hey, I sent you a customer and you guys said you couldn't take care of them, right? We don't want that to happen either, right? So we're constantly looking for people. The training process can take a long time. So let's have that Rolodex filled up of people that are waiting in the pipeline. And if one doesn't work, or they got another job, or they're not a good fit because they don't want a part-time job or anything, that's okay. Let's put them on this Rolodex. And let's keep moving on this Rolodex down, right? Perfect. All right, yes?
We're looking at doing the evaluation on hiring a part-time worker. And listening to some of the metrics that you threw out there, a 1,001 on referral marketing. What I'm trying to look at is a balance in pay. You pay your marketers other than just straight wage. Is there a commission that goes with that?
Nope.
No one said, but I know the question was asked.
Just hourly.
Okay. And our markets are different. You're using the word enterprise out back. What, I don't know if you'll share it or not, but if it's not, it's okay. What are you paying a entry level marketer?
If they're brand new, it's $13 an hour. Yeah. And then we build from there very quickly.
Okay.
Yeah. That's just the start. Because when they come in and they're learning and they're, they're brand new, I don't want them to just, struggle or anything like that. Yeah.
Well, the support side of marketing, one is we've gone with the marketing tech to be the optimal desk profile.
Essence. Yeah. On the technician side in the cleaning and restoration industry, the S's have been found to be the best ones. Remember an S, as Papa Jay said, an S that you can train. An S that is willing to stand out of that comfort zone. That guy that, remember in the sales training, that makes over $100,000 a year, he's an S. But he steps outside of his comfort zone. Oh, he's a high, high S. I don't know if he has a secondary. His secondary might be an I. Yeah, he's all people. All right,